This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
It took me a long time to figure out why he made Satan and his host of demons, but I now know. You know why? Can you imagine what kind of chaos we'd have if they were to withdraw the executive department in the state of Texas just for 1 week? Can you imagine the highways? It wouldn't be safe to be out there. I mean, if there was no executive department, you couldn't call the police department and everybody knew it, there would be people breaking windows out downtown Dallas. They'd be breaking out of your home. They'd be stealing things. They'd be shooting people. They'd be killing. They'd be getting out there racing on the highways. It would be absolute chaos in 1 week if they were to withdraw the executive department. Well, it's like we don't know there's an executive department in the spirit world, because we sin in the spirit world. But the Lord says, there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Now, that's both in the spirit world and the physical world. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinances of God. Now, you see, that's both the law of God and the laws that we make here on this earth. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Whether you're in the spirit world or the physical world, it's exactly the same. For rulers are not a terror to good works. For rulers, whether they be forces of darkness or the police department here on the earth. But to the evil. Now, if you're evil, you're going to be hit with these critters. Will thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. Now that's talking both about the spirit world and the physical world. It's talking about both. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Now, if you go out there and you get in your car and you drive down that road, and the speed limit out there on that freeway today, if it's 60 on the road you're driving on, and you're driving 60 and your car is current, your inspection sticker is current, and your license plate is current, your driver's license is current, and your insurance is current, do you have anything to fear?
No.
No. Even if the guy stops you, if you see a dealer print, you pull up and stop, here's what everybody says. Oh, my goodness, is my license plate current? You know, is my inspection current? Oh, pull out my insurance right quick. Let's see, make sure it hadn't expired. You weren't even thinking about that stuff until the power starts to slow you down. Now you're concerned about everything. But the minute you look at your insurance, whew, I still got 30 days left on my insurance. I'm okay. My driver's license is not expired. My sticker is okay. I mean, just like the other day, I'm coming to church. I'm driving 50 miles an hour, speed limit 55, and I meet a police officer. And he immediately turns around and starts coming at behind me with all of his lights on. And I thought, well, I guess he got a call, you know. And so I pull over a little bit, and he pulls in behind me. And I thought, now, wait a minute now. I was driving 50, I know, and I know the speed limit here is 55. You know, I wasn't breaking any rules. And he pulled up beside me, he walked up beside me, and I rolled the window down. And he said, can I see your driver's license and your insurance? I said, well, sure. I said, but I would really like to know, I said, what I did wrong. Since I was driving below the speed limit, I was not driving over the line, I was doing everything in accordance with the law. He said, not quite. I said, what do you mean, not quite? He said, tapped on the windshield. He said, you see that sticker right there? He said, that's 5 days out of date. I looked up and I said, you're right. It sure is. I missed it. He said, now then, can I see your driver's license and your insurance? I said, certainly. So I took out my driver's license, handed him to it. Thank goodness they were current. I got my insurance card, and it was current. And he said, you will get that fixed for me very quickly, won't you? I said, yes, sir, tomorrow, Monday. I will. I said, I'm on the way to church, but I will get it fixed tomorrow. He said, okay, no problem. Just make sure that next time you come through here, it's not the same. Because if it is, he said, I will give you a ticket next time. He didn't have to tell me twice. Monday morning, I was in the place getting my sticker put on my car. Amen. Now then, the Lord says that a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. So if you do evil, there is two kingdoms. The spirit world and the physical world. And you don't get by with nothing. So when you're holding unforgiveness, I mean, that's not a law against the land. You can drive a car and hold unforgiveness toward everybody up and down the road if you want to. But it's a spiritual law. You're not, Jesus clearly said you are to love and not hold a grudge. In fact, he said, if you hold a grudge, I will not forgive you of your sin. So let me throw this out too while we're here. Not only does Matthew 18, 21 through 35 clearly say that if you hold an unforgiveness toward anyone for anything, not only will that open the door to the devil for you and your spouse and your children and your houses and your lands and everything you own, but also it says in there that Jesus will turn you over to the tortures or the tormenting spirits to torment you. In Matthew chapter 18, verse about 20, about 31 or 2 or 3. And then he says in verse 35 that he will turn you over to the tortures of the tormenting spirits, and you will not get out until you pay him every penny you owe. And then he says in Mark 11, 26, that if you don't forgive, neither will I forgive you your sins. And if Jesus doesn't forgive you your sins, I have a hard problem believing that if you died in that, you could go to heaven. Because if you stand in the presence of God in death, although you're washed in the blood, let's say you're washed in the blood and you had a unforgiveness towards someone, and he said, if you don't forgive them, I will not forgive you your sins. Now, if Jesus doesn't forgive you your sins, do you think he's going to let you in heaven? I don't think so. I don't think so. So, if what they did to you is awful and terrible and pitiful and everything else, and it caused you all kinds of grief on earth, is it worth missing heaven for and going to hell for eternity?
No.
I would hope it was not. Because all you'd need to do was spend 5 seconds in hell, and you'd find out that the worst pain and suffering and sickness and disease you could have on this earth is nothing. Now think about this. In hell, where the flames never go out, but yet it's pitch black. You can't see nothing. It's pitch black, and demons are running around, and the demons are eating your flesh off of your body. It's falling on the ground, and it's in painful, and the worms are crawling in and out of your body, eating you, and your body's deteriorating, and it's falling on the ground with all this pain and suffering, and then it all comes back on you, and they start over again, and it don't never stop. How would you like to live in that forever? I'm telling you, ain't nothing nobody could do to me. Nothing worth that. You, young lady? No, absolutely not. But the devil has blinded our minds in the church to these things. That's the only reason we hold grudges. But it brings tremendous sickness and disease. I have seen numerous people, men and women, on their deathbeds in hospitals that have been called to, and their problem was unforgiveness. And every case, not a single failure, a man or a woman that was on their deathbed that was going to die incurable, that got their sins of unforgiveness taken care of, every one of them got well. Every one. Jesus is merciful. Do you know that?
Yes.
He's compassionate, but he made a set of rules. And in the set of rules, he's limited himself to his word. He can't make any changes for you or me. He is no respecter of persons. He treats every one of us exactly the same, and he has no favorites. I don't care how young you are, how old you are, how pretty you are, how ugly you are, or what's your problem, how short you are, how fat you are, how skinny you are. It makes no difference. God looks every one of us exactly the same. And he loves every one of us exactly the same. But he made a set of rules, and he has no favorites. So, then he says here in verse 13, wherefore you must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. I mean, if you need to be subject for wrath, I don't want to go out there and do something wrong in the spirit world, like hold unforgiveness and turn the devil loose on me and my wife and my children. Would you?
No.
Absolutely not. If you do, you know you got something wrong. You got kind of what they call a loose screw somewhere. We need to tighten a few of them things, you know. We need to get something going here. And for this cause, now this is talking about the physical world, for this cause pay ye tribute or taxes also, for they are God's ministers attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whose custom, fear to whom fear, and honor to whom honor. Now that you can fear both the police officer, and obviously when I'm driving down the road the other day, and I had nothing to fear. I'm driving 60, so when he pulled out beside me, I didn't change a thing. But boy, the traffic behind me did. They had something to fear. Because if you pass him, if he's driving 60 exactly beside me and I'm driving 60, and you go whipping by there 70, he might just decide to turn his little light on and go get you, right? And he'd be legal in that. And so if he comes after you and stops you and gives you a ticket, well, don't fuss. You know, you were breaking the law. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. And for this, now then, now we're getting into the spiritual. And for this you shall not commit adultery. You shall not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now, what is the requirement for us as Christians? To love our neighbors as ourself. When you do, guess how many doors you open to the devil? None. You can walk in divine health. I mean, I don't know about you, but how would you like to get to be 60 or 70 or 80 or 90 years old and still be perfectly physically fit, has never been to the doctor, on no drugs or nothing, no medication, and you can get up and go do anything you want to do? You're as fit as you was when you was 30 years old, and you can do anything you could do when you were 30 years old. How would you like to be there when you're 80 or 90? That's possible. But you got to know the promises of God, and you got to claim them. The Lord clearly says in Psalm 103, in fact, let's go right there right quick. Let's read and see what He promised you in Psalms 103. Psalms 103.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.